Not of this universe. Some are very excited about the idea that at the quantum level, things can travel back in time and are never quite guaranteed. Others love the fact that adaptive systems which accumulate state between generations, given enough time, can easily create conscious life. As beautiful as those marvels are, there is something even more powerful and far more wilder. The quantum and emergence are simple things that make what we should call small leaps. But there is a phenomenon that deals with such enormous leaps and such out-of-control consequence that no hope of predictability, not even a shadow of control, remains. A process in the middle universe between the quarks and the quasars. In many ways, it is supremely random, often finding its beginning in the actual random walk of a human being, a creature already out of control. And as out of control as it is not at all strange. It is no stranger than going home and sitting down on one's favorite chair. It is not a process invented by nature. It is not emergent. There is nothing accidental here. The root of this thing has begun less than 200,000 years ago. On Earth, it was invented by humans. It required their deliberate attention and agreement, a mark on a stick, a notch on a bone, a symbol in a cave, perhaps a precisely placed shell, or a mound thereof. Its beginnings are extremely humble. No doubt, the phenomenon started independently in multiple cultures. It grew in complexity, just like the culture of the modern human. It was human-made, so it grew along with humans. All things considered, yeah, it's probably our greatest invention. It is so powerful that it can snuff out entire kingdoms as if they were a mere flame of a candle. Dictators are scared of it, and they are unable to deal with those who take to it. The universe lost control, but so did the rulers, and the slavers, and the priests, and the liars. The thing is a wild card. It comes in endless variety, and each unique mind connects to it slightly differently, and it never stops craving for more. See, an adaptive system dumps what it has weakly accumulated by its meanderings and accident. But this thing connects with us, bonds with us, and is created deliberately by us. It is not a cosmic bond, nor a neuronal bond, but it bonds with the totality of our mind. It refines our mind and our very thoughts and observations. It weakens mistakes and strengthens powers. See, the measly time travel that a tiny quantum particle or membrane may be doing does not compare. This thing can do time travel almost for real and on impossible scales with impossible color. And in the most magnificent of ways. And each time we connect with it, it becomes even more magnificent. It deepens visions. It refines foresight. Foresight that goes all the way into the future. It is so powerful that no one is able to describe it at all. Not in any coherent way. And even if they did, the moment they finished, their description would be already out of date. And it is not just a thing or a phenomenon. It's more like a living revolution, a wave of ideas that rounds the globe, person by person. And it is not a public phenomenon that does not even approach to do it justice. It is a deeply personal thing, a sacred thing. You hold it in your hand and you transfer its contents into your mind through your imagination. It will feel like paper, but it becomes a unique universe in our mind. I would never call this a book, nor would I ever try to describe it by saying you read it. A book that is merely read is a waste of time. It is worthless. The real thing is something more, more than I can hope to describe. No reader who's ever loved their book ever felt it in their hand. And there is more. Because it's not just what the book holds in its pages, but what you bring into it. The books you read and reread change as you grow, as you develop. Fundamentally, there is a feature of a book that must be noted loud and clear. A well-written book will help us inherit refined wisdom from across many lifetimes. No one ever reads just one book, and no one inherits the precise medley of the things the author described. Ergo, we each read from a different library, even though we may share the same books. If all that remains at the end of universe is room for a simple, single word to describe what a book is, that word is upgrade.